From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Facing the imminent threat of terror attacks, Belgian authorities placed Brussels on a lockdown Saturday, closing its subway system and warning citizens against public gatherings. Belgian Prime Minister warned that, in his words, several individuals with arms and explosives would launch attacks, could do so in one or more places in and around the capital. Authorities say the warning was based on quite precise information, including the possibility that chief Paris attack suspect Salah Absalom could be planning a suicide attack in Brussels. During a news conference today at the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, President Obama said the U.S. and a coalition of dozens of countries are pursuing the Islamic State, which claim responsibility for the Paris attacks. He said the news media has a big part to play in that pursuit.
One of the things that has to happen is how we report on this has to maintain perspective and not empower in any way these terrorist organizations or elevate them in ways that make it easier for them to recruit or make them stronger.
President Obama said, in his words, that the terrorist groups are a bunch of killers with good social media. President Obama also used the ASEAN meetings to condemn what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead, vowing a relentless pursuit of the killers. Mr. Obama said Friday's attack in Bamako will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism. He also said America's allies and partners are determined to protect their citizens. This is VOA News.